Fall in B2C revenue leads to drop in overall GAN earnings in Q1. GAN has revealed that it suffered a 12.5% fall in revenue in Q1 to $30.7 million due to a reduction in its B2C business, but that its acquisition by Sega Sammy remains on track. In the quarter, B2C revenue fell 23.4%, but B2B revenue increased 8.9%. Nonetheless, with B2C being the company's main revenue source, an overall decline was inevitable. GAN did manage to reduce operating costs in Q1, but it still saw a net loss. Quote, Q1 saw strong B2B revenue growth of nearly 10% as well as successful ongoing cost initiatives to reduce our overall operating expenses by 20%. Our B2C revenues were impacted by a lower sports margin, though we are excited about the pending rollout of new products such as pre-built parlay bets and the upcoming major events like the European Championship as well as Copa America, one of the largest soccer tournaments in Latin America where Coolbet is particularly strong. Seamus McGill, GAN's CEO. Mixed quarterly results. In Q1, revenue from the B2C sector dropped from $28.5 million to $18.3 million. This fall was primarily due to a drop in gaming activities, attributed to decreased player activity and lower sports margins. Furthermore, there was a 13.6% reduction in active B2C customers to 222,000. However, the B2B sector was more positive, with revenue increasing from $11.3 million to $12.3 million. GAN attributed this growth primarily to the expansion of its B2B offerings in Nevada. Of the total B2C revenue, $9.7 million came from platform and content license fees, a 12.8% increase. An additional $2.7 million in B2C revenue stemmed from development services and other activities, remaining steady year on year. In terms of geographical performance, Europe remained the largest revenue contributor, though there was a decrease of 8.7% to $11.6 million. In contrast, revenue from the US increased by 7.1% to $9.1 million, while revenue from the LATAM gambling market saw a drop of 38.9%. Revenue from other global operations rose by 14.8%, amounting to $3.1 million. Lower costs failed to prevent net loss. GAN's operating costs decreased, with total expenses falling 17.3% to $34 million. This was primarily due to lower compensation costs and a reduced workforce, achieved through ongoing cost-saving initiatives. Additionally, GAN reported a decrease in depreciation and amortization, as intangible assets were fully amortized in the previous year. The company also paid $1.1 million in finance costs, resulting in a pre-tax loss of $4.4 million for the quarter, compared to a profit of $1.5 million in 2023. It is important to note that the previous year's profit included a one-time gain of $9.3 million from an amended content licensing agreement. After an income tax payment of $249,000, GAN reported a net loss of $4.2 million for Q1, a shift from a net profit of $1.5 million in 2023. Furthermore, adjusted EBITDA was a loss of $569,000, in contrast to a positive of $39,000 last year.